makes them more susceptible to be scored on. What is it your team does well that they're very often able to generate the offense needed to get back in the game, and at the same time very often don't give up that next goal to put it out of reach?
Not necessarily specific tonight, but we had four gaping nets that we didn't finish. So most times, if we're down one, we still feel there was enough offense in the game that you didn't have to change a whole lot to get a little bit more. And again, not specific to this one, there is a tendency to sit back the other team to know that we're going to be coming, especially when Dustin's in your lineup, all of that back end is going to get really involved. So they want to be real careful with that. I didn't necessarily feel that tonight, but there's enough firepower in our room, enough confidence, even on a knife where we're not real sharp with our sticks, that we don't have to open up our game. And now they've got enough experience. They've had enough games where they've come back and won. And that goes along. We've been back into the playoffs of last year.
So your captain had said that, the confidence, they have the confidence they can get back into that game. Is it strange that confidence goes right from, your veteran players right down to, Mason Appleton has a goal tonight, Kyle Connor, Jack Roswick, those are three young guys to be playing an integral role in that.
And some of that is as of late, they've scored, so right, they keep that confidence, they've generated offense, they kind of grind a game a little differently than the other line that's due, but they play in the right end, and they all would love to play more because they're good players.
Well, what were you trying to spark with the Tanev Roslevic move, and what did you saw?
Yeah, I did. I think looking for a little bit more of a physical presence maybe on the line, a different kind of speed. Jack's a very, very quick player. And then when you get into a game and you're running Scheif against their best, then you don't need to have the Lowry component necessarily. And when you're behind in the game, I don't need to have them just in case I'm wrong on a change, or they go to a three, or we switch to a three-line rotation where you're having Lowry come out with the job of shutting down the other team's best. So Scheif had that half, made that adjustment fairly early in the second period to put Scheif there against them. So you don't have to worry as heavily as having a real defensive line left. Roslevic's got good speed. It's just a different kind. Lowry will get in and Perreault will get in and do some things. Matty had two great chances tonight that he didn't cash in on. He just wanted a little more physicality. Maybe that's not even the right word. More of an intensity on the forecheck.
It's 9 goals in 11 games now for Kyle Connor. What did you see on the game-winning goal and maybe the setup that led to the puck going
in? We had about three different forwards. And then Jake Trouba really involved with kind of an aggressive push there. So it started with Patty Laine working it back down, then he went for the change, which brought Kyle out. But both Little and Roslevic were really heavy on the puck and back on it very quick. So it kept it on the wall, which was important when Trouba came down the wall to that keep. And Brian got that. Both those guys, that went from the half wall down low to the slot to the back of the net very, very quickly. What Kyle's doing now and is getting that puck off his stick so darn fast, except when he doesn't need to on the shootout goal. He places that thing almost perfectly in Boston, but it's on and off his stick so fast it's so difficult for that goaltender to get from that corner out to Kyle and get squares, nearly impossible.
I know you touched on Sean's kind of first answer, but to be able to do it in back-to-back games, does it give your club more confidence
sure.
to get that third period
so
win?
Those are all learned things, right? And that's what a regular season is supposed to do for your team, teach you all the hard lessons and build confidence when in adversity. I didn't think the game was easy for us. We had a high number of turnovers, and some of it, let's not look at the turnovers. We missed four pretty wide-open nets. So they got some good sticks on just at the end on Brian on the first one just to cause the problem. So I don't think that there was an ease of sharpness. I mean, we didn't really expect that. We knew that Columbus would play very, very hard based on where they're at and the outing that they had in their last game, and they did. And coming back off which is it's a difficult thing to do what we did, go in back-to-back, then come back and come back home. This 4-6 we looked at as a very, very stiff challenge, but we've been able to grind some of these out. Like, look at our month now and go 8-4 with with nine of those teams being playoff teams, 6-3 against those, with key pieces out, it's not always perfect, but it doesn't need to be, right? No style points in the NHL. That was a grinder, so was Boston. Her goalie had to make some saves. We had to get some big-time things happen late in the third for it to go for us, and we did.
You talked a little bit about Kyle Connor's success tonight. A really strong game from the first line overall as well. Is it satisfying for you to see the process on, say, Scheifele covering for Morrow, you keep the puck in, and then he ends up finishing that play? The process and the results offensively align for those guys tonight.
They are so difficult to handle off a counter. And when they Blake, that's his game. Mark and Kyle, when they're back pressuring and hunting the pucks in from behind, anything that doesn't get out clean, they're hard to handle on the turn, right? With so much speed, and then the hands to finish speed plays. That's when they're at their best. That's, you know, I like the Lowry line at times against the other team's best. Well, when Mark's line plays like that, and they did in Boston, they're elite.
It seemed to me that they were able to get inside a little bit more often tonight. Would you have seen it the same way? And if so, how was that happening?
Speed now, and certain amount of directness. I think the what they're learning along with the team, and they've been very good at, is how your offensive game has to change based on your opponent. There are some teams, and we've had a run of them now. They're very strong in the middle of the ice, and I think in Philadelphia we stayed on the outside the entire night and didn't have any success. And as we started to go, we started to get some more middle lane speed. Kyle's goal just.